Rashi by Yichi. Tells us, Rashi by Yichi, Fi Yankiv, Yeret Yitzrayim Shvas, Rishono, Vehi Me Yaakov. Yankiv lives in Yitzrayim for 17 years. Yaakov calls in his son Yosef as he's nearing his days. He calls him in to ask him to do him a favor. If you have found favor in my eyes, in New York, I want to mashpia you when it's something very, very serious. Vasisi modi chesed v'yemes al nosiv v'reini v'mitzrayim. Do a tremendous toiva for me, a tremendous chesed for me, al nosiv v'reini v'mitzrayim. Please don't bury me in Mitzrayim. Shukhafti im avoisai, un sasari mitzrayim, ukfartani bikvurosom, vayoyimar, anuchi esach et vorecho. Yes, that you should bury me not in Mitzrayim, shukhafti im avoisai, I should go up and live and be buried with my forefathers, but not in Mitzrayim. And Yosef says, Anuichi Esach Eferecho, I'll do exactly like you tell me, exactly what you want from me. Yaakov Avinu is left by Kosher Pashtus. Before leaving this world, started afterwards, he benched everybody, but his final bakasha, before the brachas is, al nos et bereni b'mitzrayim. Beside the al nos et bereni b'mitzrayim, his mashvah, there are two bakashas here. Not only don't bury him in Mitzrayim, but make sure that I will be buried with my forefathers. Marasa Machpela, Rashi says. And it's a very, very intriguing bakasha. First of all, the bakasha, lashon of the bakasha is to do chesed ve'emes. Do with me chesed ve'emes. The shayla is exactly what's the two lishonis chesed ve'emes. And tzveitens, secondly, why? What's the lashon of Rashi? Rashi says the chesed that we do in Mason is chesed shel emes. Oh, but the second thing is, what was bothering Yaakov Avinu so much that he had to make a shvua with Yosef? What was this? It's just so serious, the Indian. We know earlier, the same is Bakasha, Avraham Avinu, when he was looking for a wife for his son Yitzchak. So also, they made a Shvuah b'Nikita Ascheifetz, they made a serious Shvuah. And there, the refers from Amaz, because there we were looking for one of the Emois. He was going to look for one of the Emois, somebody who had to be the leader, somebody had to be from who Klai Yisrael was going to come from. But here it seems so strange that he needs a Shvua. So Rashi says, Rashi Mefarish, that he needs a Shvua in case Paro later on is going to say he can't go up. So he's going to say, if I made a shvur, if I break this shvur, I have to break the other shvur I made with you, that I want to gather, you don't know all the shimon l'shoinah, that I'm better than you. Oh, but still it needs beer. The seriousness of the bakasha, why the serious, such serious, to bury him in Mitzrayim, bury him over here, not to bury him in Mitzrayim. Secondly, the fact that he has to make a shvur on it. It has to be Benishpa. Nikita's Chayfet, which we know the Inam, Nikita's Chayfet, the Gemara in Shavuos, Lametaz tells the, that Lamaisa, Nikita's Chayfet is mamish to make a pacha, to make a fear. This passion needs to be understood exactly what Yosef, Yaakov's Bakashi is, what he wants over here. Rashi does tell us a mahalach over here, not to say that Rashi doesn't speak about it, he didn't want to be Bei Mitzrayim, three reasons, the offer. If you look at it, it could be that's between the psukim, the three different shchatim avoyis and the Simon Tzvah, but two, three different bakoshes, create the three different things. So if it's going to become kinim, and they're going to make avodah zorah. Oh, we want to try to give another mahalach in this avoyisa. Right in the parasha, avoyisa, another thing we have to understand in the parasha, in this week's parasha, the ganze mahalach, avoyisa. Yosef comes in with his two sons, Menashe and Ephraim. He comes to get a bracha from the Tata. His father is now holding, he thinks, mamish by Ksiso, mamish with Kemat, Karav the Misa, they say, see, Avicha Choyle, Vayikachash, he runs up with his two children, Menashe and Ephraim, he runs up with them, and he brings them before his father, and Yaakov Avinu, ask Yosef, bring your sons to me, I want to bless them, I want to be given the bracha. They're talking entitled to the brachas. And Yaakov Avinu says, because earlier he says, because your sons to me are Keruvim, Vishimon, and they're talking like Shvatim, I want to bench them like the Shvatim. And Yosef lines up his children in the way he thinks that they're supposed to be blessed, the Bechor in his left hand, connected the right hand of Yankiv, Menashe in his left hand, connected the right hand of Yankiv, Ephraim in his right hand, his left hand, and he lines them, he brings them to his father, and his father is Sikho as Yod Rabbi Isai. Back to the coloring books, page 28. Right? Yaakov Avinu can't see so well. It's Sikolas Yodov. He switches the hands. And his father said, and Yosef says, Abba, Tata, you know, take your hand off and put it on the right one's head. Simno Yodov, he's Abba Chor. And Yaakov Avinu says, Yodate, but Yodate, I know. Yosef, don't worry, I know. We old people know a little bit more still than the young generation. The young generation doesn't know everything yet. We still have ideas. I know very well. Gamhu Yigdal, he's going to become great. Your son, and Menashe is going to be great. God, Yigdal, man. What was the shock of the tie in this parish over here? We need a beer, a shalom in this parish. But what was going on here? What did Yosef think? What was Yaakov Inu telling him? What's the pshat? The Ochiv HaGodol Yigdal Mimenu Mimonim Shah. Who deserves the brachas? You look at Rashi. Rashi says that who deserves the brachas? Ephraim deserves the brachas. Why? Because he's having a great, great, great grandson called Yoshua. And he has a great grandson called Gidon. Yoshua's better than Gidon. Boom, give it to Ephraim. The Pasuk says, who Yigdal? He's going to be greater. What's the pshana? What's the mash? What was the shakvatai between Yosef and Yaakov Avinu over here? What was Yosef's havimina? to understand the Etzem Parasha, we'll get to both in Yonim Rabbi Yisai. But to understand the Etzem Parasha of Yaakov Avinu, Ulai, you want to say this Yachidush of Pshat, Ulai. The Mahalach of Yaakov Avinu not being buried in Mitzrayim. And Beis Hashem will come on to be Mazur, the Tzveit Parasha also. In the beginning of Shmoyish of Oisai, we know, as Ramban tells us, that Parashas Breishis ends off as the Sefer Abriya, Sefer Yosh, Sefer Abriya. Parashas Shmoyish is called the Sefer HaGeula. Even though we went to Mitzrayim at the end of the Parasha, but Parashas Sefer Shmoyish, when we'll meet Ezer Hashem see next week, it's the Sefer HaGeul, it's called. Because we end to finish Shmois, we finish Sefer Shmois, we become Geulim. Even though we're not in Eretz Yisrael, but Davka, we went to Shechina, and it's the Sefer HaGeul. But it's interesting to note that the Sefer Shmois is called Sefer Shmois. What's the Yisoid? That Sefer Shmois is called Shmois. Okay, it's the Eila. V'yele Shmois b'nei Yisrael v'mitzrayim. It starts off with Shmois, it breaks other breaches, but Avada, everything has something in the name. The name has makes the name is the essence of the Ramban says in Sefer Breishis. Sefer Shmois is Sefer Agur. The Sefer Shmois starts off with a whole list of names. V'yele Shmois, we already had in Pasra Yigash. V'yele Shmois b'nei Yisrael v'mitzrayim. Eis Yankiv. Ishu Beisavo, they came with Yankiv, Ishu Beisavo, and it says, the Ganser A, the Ganser Stalz, all the names, Reuven Shimon, Levi Yehuda. But the Torah emphasized Eish Yankiv. And then the Torah discusses the death of that generation, Vayomos. Yosef v'cholecho v'cholador ha'hu, the ganze door, the old door was nifter, and then it discusses the v'nei Yisrael polu v'yishitzu v'yirbu v'yatum v'oid me'oid klal Yisrael's waxing great, becoming a great nation, big. Over in the parish of Dor estate. Nochazach. The Yisod, what Yaakov Avinu was trying to establish, in Mitzrayim, when the Torah emphasized this Yaakov, they came down as Yaakov. Steht doch in Rashi in Friede gepeitscht bei der Yigash, des Yehuda, Sholach, Lefona Goyishna, Lehoyres, Lefona Goyishna. Rashi says that before they came down to Mitzrayim, Yaakov Avinu sent Yehuda on a mission. And that mission was to establish a Beis HaTalmid. It was there to establish a Beis HaTalmid. A mokom of limud atoira. Which will be the central focus of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. And Yanki Ravino talked about the Machlekes in the Medrash of last week's parish. Yudash all the fall, the hoyos, the fall, the fall, the Machlekes in the Medrash taco. One Madama says, Beis Dira, to find a place to live. One Madama says, Lawyers, the bottom was Talmud, Beis Talmud. A Mokum of Limud, a Machlig is in the Medrash. Another, the Beis Dira is Choshuv. The right neighborhood to live is Choshuv. But according to the other Madama, who holds Beis HaTalmud to establish a yeshiva, a Mokum Torah. Everything has chashivas, our body has to be in the right moko, in the right shchuna. We have to be away from the goyim. But the central focus point of Klal Yisrael has to be Torah. And if we have that central focus, if we have that Mokum Torah, if we have that yeshiva, we can exist and survive. And if we don't, there's a danger, even if we live in our own neighborhoods, even if we try to stay away from the goy, even if we try to make different gedolim, but if there's no Beis HaTalmud, if there's no Mokum HaYeshiva, if there's no place that we're going to look as our focal point for Klal Yisrael in Golus, then we don't have a chance to survive. That's the first step. And then, there are other Gedolim that have to follow. We have to remain chutz from the goy. As Yaakov and Yosef discussed the plan that they were going to pick a certain mokum to live that would be far, far away, not to mix and mingle. But Tzoyfer Shel Dovar, these two nekudas are very, very chashuv. Be able to establish a mokum Torah as the primary goal of Klal Yisrael, and at the same mokoim, at the same time, to remain distant from the goy in our home at Sius. Yaakov Avinu Ulai wanted to be buried out of Mitzrayim. He did not want to be buried in Mitzrayim. The Pshat in Chesed v'Emes, the voice of the Goyim tells us, Emes is what has to be done. Chesed is above and beyond. Emes of the Goyim, if somebody gives you matona, giving him back that matona is Emes. If someone does you a favor, doing a favor back to him is Emes. What has to be done, that's normal, that's regular. If somebody gave you something to give it back, that's emes. Chesed, says the Goyim, is when you give more. If he gave you a drink, giving him back a drink, that's emes. You just return the favor. Chesed of the Goyim is much higher. You give him back double. Emes is what has to be done. Chesed is extra. Yaakov Avinu believing not being buried in Mitzrayim was Emes. He couldn't be buried in Mitzrayim. But the Chesed was to take him to the Mokom HaKfura. He could have just been taken out of Mitzrayim. To be taken to his Etzem Mokom, to the Kfura of the Maras HaMachpelah, that was the Chesed that he asked for Yaakov Yosef. But the Yisoid, Rabbi Yisai, that's the Lashon of Chesed v'Emes, but the Yisoid. Yaakov Avinu wanted to teach, to tell the generation that we have to leave this Mokom at one time. We have to set our goal that even though we're going to be in Mitzrayim for a long amount of time, there's going to be a Gzeirah that we have to be here. But Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell them, he wanted to be honest to them, that this isn't our mokoin. We're not going to establish a Beis HaKfores over here for our Gedolim to come. I want you to know that I represent this Yisoid, that Mitzrayim is not going to be the final resting place, that we're going to live in this land. But your goal has to be set on coming out and coming back to Eretz Yisrael. But more, ukfatani b'tfurasam. We have to realize the primacy, the godless of who you are as Yidden. Do you say that Yaakov Avinu was saying ukfatani b'tfurasam? It's not only that we have to be separate from the Goy. And we have to realize not to know, to think that maybe Chas V'Sholom, this Mokom Golos, is the year, is the place where we're going to establish ourselves and become a Mitzri. But that's one Yisoy, to get away from that Yisoy that we're different. That we have a madrega that we have to shoot for. We have to fill our tachlis. Who we are. What we're about. What we're mishtayach to. I'm mishtayach to the tchelet of the Ovois. And Klai Yisrael mishtayach to Eretz Yisrael. Ukfotarim v'kfurosom. V'shochavti v'avoisai. Is that enough to take me out of Mitzrayim? Is that enough that you have to be driven and separated from the Mitzri? But we have to realize that the final goal is that we have to live a different lifestyle. We have to live different. And this was Yaakov's bakasha, and this is what he made a shvuah about. Because it was so important to ingrain within them that we shouldn't lose themselves in the galus. That even though Yaakov Avinu Vayechi Yaakov, we explain last year Vayechi means he lived, and living means Torah and Yerushalayim, and he steig the welt in earth in Mitzrayim. 17 years of steiging by Yaakov Avinu, avada like posak min Torah, and he had a base at Tamil Oyers lefon over the house. Oh, we have to realize that in Golus the danger is always that we're going to be steig to the goy. And we're going to settle ourselves for a madriga. If we're not going to be madriga, we'll settle for a madriga, maybe a little above the guy. And we'll settle in, and we'll talk a mix, and we'll be part, and we'll have ministers, and portfolios in the government. But to live the existence of what the Yid stands for, and what the godliness of the Yid is, and the height of what he is in the world, being the top of the whole stepladder. That has to be our primary goal. It's not enough, it's for sure not shy to be like a guy, but not enough just to be exist a little bit higher than the guy. We have to shoot for the goals of who we really are, which is a existence way above the Matthias of guy. This is what I want to teach Klai Yisrael. This is my charge before Misa. Ukfatani b'kfurosim v'shochavti in my voicei. In mishtar to the ovois. It's for sure to get out of Mitzrayim. Don't make me a lokav, for sure. But that's not enough. V'shochavti in my voicei. We have to realize, and we have to have a set our goal for that Madrid that we're really shy of too. As the Yehuda Chosid says, the Svar Maktoishim say, the Tziv writes it also on Kalam Mekoimis, that the MS, the world exists at four different levels of existence. We have the Doimeim and the Tzomeach. We have the inanimate object, the rocks. I have the Tzomeach, the plant life. And you have the Chai, the animal kingdom, and you have the Medaber, the one who could speak. And that's how the world, known to the world, the fourth of Levi, but the Kuzri rise is the fifth Darga. A Darga is Yisrael! A Darga is of a person that shines the Torah! A Medaber, but what's the Medaber that the world was created for? The Daver whose existence is way high, much higher than the existence of a Star of Medaver. The existence of a Yisrael and a different Daver all together. As the Tziv writes, and the other version was discussed in the Kuzari, that it's not Star, just another Medaver, a Zoyvi, just like the Tzoymeach, if it dies out, it's less than the Doimim, because it's not the Kaimis function. So too, if the Medaber, Taka, who doesn't live a life of MS, so he's much less than the animal. Because the little animal is the kind of existence. And when this Medaber dies out, he's a dead piece of carcass, he's less than the animal. So too, a Yid that doesn't live up to that expectation, Ukvatari bifurosum shokhati in my voice. Then I'm a shtaya, then I'm a drega. That Yid is not stami. He's a medaber. At least he talks. Come on. You see how he talks. Go up in the dormitory at 11 o'clock. Oh boy, does he talk. He doesn't stop talking. But that makes him any madrega? Does that make him okay? He's like the goy. Nay. If he's not mekayim his tafkid, he's worse than the goy. He's going to be a dead carcass. And just like a voisai, if a person would see, even though today that the world exists on, you know, the rights for the animal club. Everybody walking around with, you know, we have to give rights to the animals. And the animals come out, some of them are more chashid than man. They've lifted them up in the outlook of the world today. I saw an article recently, unbelievable what's going on in the world. Flights for dogs. Special, you know, you get compartments. Upgrade, please. First class, mamish, unbelievable. You know, mamish, a whole article. You can fly the different plane. They have like 7 different flights now. Dog flights. And you get your dog a special compartment, and they get fed, they stop the plane every few hours for we know what for. And it's mamish, unbelievable. Mamish, you can get them, and we have dog hotels now also on my side. Mamish, upgraded hotels, 4-star hotel, 5-star hotel. Mamish with everything on both sides. You have people who are standing over there, you know, they learn dog language. And they come with a little, you know. And what would you like? Was it Alpo or Salpo? What will it be today? And here he comes, you know, all petted up the dog. And Mamish, they treat their Mamish ki'ilu, who knows what. And we look at it funny on both sides. Mamish appellate the gazach. But wouldn't it be even more funny if you saw Mamish, a guy, a human being, who got down. And he got down on his fours and he started walking around. Mamish, looking for food and barking. Mamish, walking around, looking at you, go, oh man, that man, that guy, lock him up. Send him to, you know, give out shoal. Not to the yeshiva, but send him to give out shoal over there, that mental hospital. The guy's down on his floor, looking for food and barking. Mamish, what happened to this guy? He's Mamish, he's not humane. The same way, Rabbi Sai. If we live in existence, that's doomed to the koi. If we were that lifestyle, Azoivi, we would look at such a person, we would say, oh, what is that guy doing? Is he crazy? Is he Meshulva? He has a leash around his neck. Someone's taking him out for a walk. What's going on over there? That guy's not your man. In the same way, if a person, a Yid, is Mishtayach to the Mahalach of Goyim, Rabbi Sai, if he lives their lifestyles, listens to their music, Mishtaya to their lifestyles, dresses like they dress, looks to look like them. What are we trying to look like? Who are we trying to be? You're trying to lower yourself to the level of the animal kingdom? A Yid is supposed to understand that his existence is way, way above. There's not even the distance of a medaber to a balchai, and maybe even more. And yet, there are Yidden out there, thousands of Yidden, and have yeshiva shahat, and yeshiva shatai, and have everything look real yeshivish. You got yeshiva shoes, tzitzis hanging down from the shoelaces, blue strings even, tcheles in his shoestrings. He's a from yeshiva bacha. He has 3 borsalino hats, 1 for yontif. And he looks real yeshivish, but inside, Rabbi Sai, is an inside the core. His mom is living and hope and wants to live like a goy with the hairstyles and the music, Rabbi Sai. What a terrible thing that Yidden got involved and they got so impregnated with that culture, Rabbi Sai. We got so impregnated that we don't even realize, we don't even fathom that if a guy sings a goyish song, he's like the animal. A guy, you see a guy barking in the middle of the street. Mamish, get a sugar. He's barking! A human being, he's barking over there! Meow! Who is that? Shmuel? Or maybe Sam? He's a crazy guy. He's Mamish. What does he want to be? A cat? A dog? What is he, crazy? And there, there's Yidden walking around, listening, and ligging in the music of the goyim, and the clothes, the styles of the goy, that every style they come up with, we have to have. Even in the Beis Medrash, when he's davening Shmoneh Esrei, he's wearing a Felix Galarucci tie. He's wearing that tie, Felix Galarucci. Why? Because he saw a picture of the thing of some Meshugana wearing the tie without nothing on his head. But it looks so in fashion, Rebbe. You gotta be in fashion. You can't have that $7 tie anymore. You gotta be in fashion, Rebbe. You can't be a Rebbe in this generation. You're not fashionable. And the suits. What's wrong with looking yeshivish? What's wrong with going in the street looking at the yeshiva bacha? Oh, not me. I don't want them anybody to get the wrong impression. My real name is Sid. Goyish names. If you ask a guy, what's his name? When was your Hebrew birthday? Maybe we got to work on the months of the year first. Tammuz, Elul, Tishrei, Sivan. I'll get it one day. When's your birthday? January 7th! I want a birthday cake! What's January 7th? We're Yiddish. We have Yiddish days. We have Yiddish of Emahalich. Some guys don't even know the Jewish birthday. Oh, I remember I had my bar mitzvah parish. It was parish Shmos. Yeah, but my parents made an early birthday, a early bar mitzvah. My grandmother had an upsharing. We couldn't make the bar mitzvah that week, so it might be a different day. It's around January time. I remember the Super Bowl was that week. Very Yiddish bar mitzvah. The Super Bowl quarterback came to the bar mitzvah to speak. Say his Dvar Torah. They put a beanie on his head. Rachmon Litzlar, Rabbi Yisai. Especially those who come from Chutz Lartz. How we're impregnated and marriage, our whole mahalach is to live the life of a goy. This is not the hero shmooze from 4 weeks ago, Rabbi. That's a different topic altogether. Over to understand that our existence is a different existence altogether. And that when we chas b'shalom look to live that lifestyle, it's mamish azoy vi, the human being trying to become a parrot. Trying to learn how to fly. There were human beings that they're talking, they locked them up. They mamish crippled themselves. They thought they were a bird. Look at me, I can fly. And he flapped his wings. And the Yidin walking around with everything, look like a Yid with the yarmulke and everything, but they're pregnant and permeant through and through, from top to bottom. Goy! Goy! Don't call me that, Rebbe. I'm a religious Jew. I was bar mitzvah too. Of course I'm religious. Come on, Rebbe, I wear tefillin. I learned Torah. Yeah, but what do you do after you learn Torah? What do you do after you finish learning Torah? I go up to my room, I put on my headphones. You know those things, those big pieces I put on my ears. You know how much chizik I get every day? No cheshik to learn every time I listen to that music afterwards? Or those books that we read? The magazines that we see? The lifestyles that we want to live? It's total 100% of our side. That we're yearning. And we, if we don't realize it deep down, to be like the guy. And if it, and the stupidity of it. That a person who's so much higher, so much bigger, so much greater, has such an unbelievable big, greater existence. We come from a different whole level altogether. Our neshamas are different. It comes from a different makom altogether. And we want to soil it and make it into a goyish existence. It's lo yumi ki yisuper. And it's not talked about it enough. Because like I said, you could be the best yeshiva bacha, and you could do it at the same time! And no one's going to know because he is intellectually stimulated by the Gemara. And in Eila, he can learn a piece of Gemara. Talmud. He can learn some Gemara. He can learn some this. He can do that. But at the end of the day, what's his existence? What's he living for? What's his hopes and his dreams? To make a lot of money? To be wealthy like that businessman who had that stupid smile on his face in the magazine? Be on Forbes 500, have a beautiful car. Ul goyish hakaskov hashkofer hoizad. Total goyish, total toys, hachayim. that if a person doesn't get into his noodle, that that's not what he was created for, that he lived his existence, he lived his life in this world as a waste. Just like if a plant wants to be a rock, or an animal wants to be a plant, or in the same way, his existence is a non-existence. And Yaakov Avinu was very, very worried about this. V'yeila shmois b'nei Yisrael abayim mitzrayimo, the yisoid of the existence in Golus, besides was the hoyos, the funner was the shmois. Sefer ge'uva, sefer shmois, because the retaining of our names, the Medrash says, was the Pesach for the ge'uva of Yisrael. To be called a Reuven and a Shimon, that's the last level of Yisrael. Even though all our passports call me Steve. All our passports have our English names, and we all have English names, and we're proud of our English names. But Klal Yisrael existed through the Golus because they didn't change their names. As the Medrash said, they didn't want to be called Rufus. Our names is getting Reuven, Shimon, Levi. That was the last straw. And they were going to lose their names. It wasn't to be Eilish Shmais B'nai Yisrael. Then it wouldn't be B'nai Yisrael. And we would lose our names. We would lose our existence. Because then the further we mingle with the Goy, as it's seen today, the spiritual holocaust, more mingling and more mingling than people know in their relatives. I know in my own families, mingling and mingling and further on taking on the mahalach of the Goy. Then slowly, slowly we lose our identity. And when we lose our identity, spiritual holocaust, that's it. Intermarriage. And you have the Hanukkah and Christmas trees, whatever you want to call them, together. The new Hanukkah menorah, which sings, you know, what's it called, those chimes. It plays to the chimes. Or the tree that plays Mo'osur. Because it's a mix, we have to be fair to everybody. We have to have a rabbi and a priest at the wedding. Achmar al-Islam. Because we have to be fair. Where did it start from, Rabbi Yisrael? If you look at the Ishtalushlus, the more and more vaita and vaita and vaita mixing and vitamin and following the ways until the children didn't even see the difference. Why do you live like a yid? Why are we living like a yid? Why am I different from the guy next door? So we go to shul once a year on Yom Kippur. We fast on Yom Kippur. Well, what's our existence? It's just a goy. We're fasting on Yom Kippur. V'yei l'shmois b'nei Yisrael. A bit more, we say. And here's with the machloik with Yosef and Yankov. The yisoid of the brachis. Yosef brought the children in front of Menashe was the Bechor. Menashe, as we know, was the one who was helping Yosef. He was the Melitz Beinoisom. He was the one who was involved in the leading in the Oifin, Azoibi Yosef, his Meshamish, his father Yosef. And Yosef felt that he has to get the Bechor, the Bracha of the Bechor. He's going to be the leader. He's going to produce. Be involved. It was Chor Yosef was involved. Yosef had trained him in. And Yosef understood the Vayda. The Vayda. Yosef understood the Cheshivas is Torah. Of the Maisa, the Brochois. The Brochois of the Mazer, the Brochois of the Hashas, the Bechor. Menashe is involved in the Gansa. Leadership, making sure Klal Yisrael will stay in their Mokoin. He's in the mouth of the government. He's going to make sure that Klal Yisrael stays as Rabbi Yosef. Yaakov Avinu says, Yadati b'nei. I know. I know what you're thinking. I know your kavanis of the promise he has always told you. Even when we do need, about it we need to have those of them in the government for whatever reasons when we do need to have, and Yosef Taka was Yosheshua in of Olof. And Yosef Taka was in charge. But as Yehuda Shalom, Lefonov, Goish, Lahoris, Lefonov, the Machloikis HaMedrish, whether it was Beis HaTalmud or Beis HaDira. The Medrashim has two Mahalchim. What was Beis HaDira? It's also, forget, that's the privacy also, to have your own neighborhood. We have to have a protection from the people in the government to make sure that those are sitting and learning. Well, the Yehuda Shol, the father of Beis HaTalmud, the Medrash stands off for Horaya. Because Yagovino was the spoil, and Yosef remembers the Avogos of Torah. The Lame, that Torah is the primary goal of everything. And the most choshev is Lach, and everything is Torah. And Torah deserves even the brothers of Adam Hazer. And Torah deserves the Bechor. And Ephraim, who came out, I'm sorry, Yoshua is a brat who came out from Ephraim. Yeshua, who was Zerko, Lahamchil, Lech Yisrael, Lulame, Terli, Yisrael, Zagrashi, Pizchus, Yeshivosh, Tamini, Chachamim, which was the characteristic trait of Ephraim. Ephraim was the one who was Meshamish, his father, grandfather, Yankov, Avinu. The Shemosh, Tamini, Chachamim of Ephraim was what brought about a Yeshua, who was Zerko, Lahamchil, Lech Yisrael, Lulame, Terli. The promise of Torah, the chashivas of Torah, that's what we have to learn, that's the limud. In Klal Yisrael itself, the bigger you are in Torah, the more chashiv you are. The higher the pedestal, even if you have, we need people, but we should never forget that the most chashiv, and the one we have to look up to, even if we need to come on to the people in the government, that we need all those people, we don't need them. Chas v'shalom, not that they are scorning. And those who are busy, it's vada true, and they're leaders also. And they have to make decisions. But a vada, with that Torah, a vada Torah brings the goal of everything, and the das ha-Torah, and the gadol ha-Torah, and those who are bigger in Torah, are the bigger leaders of Klal Yisrael. Yadati vidi yadati. Gamhu yigdal. Of ochra yigdal mimenu. From him's going to come Yoshua. She'osid l'lamed toru l'klal Yisrael. And that has to be known by everyone, all of us, Rabbi Yisrael. That in this pyramid of Gishchashivas, when we talk about levels, we can't forget that we can't not recognize the greatness of all that's got in, and all those who are involved in helping Klal Yisrael get things across in the governments and achieve, and great Balabatim, and great, even learned people who are involved in making great inroads for Klal Yisrael. Not to put them down, but to show it's Gavlos, and that's their Tafkid. Yagavino wasn't trying to take away from the Tafkid of Menashe. He has a Tafkid, his Tafkid is going to be a Zayvi, the Tafkid of Yosef. Oh, we have to know, at the end, it's all for Torah. And the one who's bigger in Torah, and an Emes of Talmud Chochem with Yerushalmayim and Alam Ma'ilis, that's the most Choshev. Yigdal Mimenu, that's the most Choshev. No matter how we see it on the outside, the most Choshev is Zach is the Torah in Rabbi Yisrael. And that has to get into everybody's psyche, Rabbi Yisrael. No matter what he wants to accomplish in life, the way he wants to go, the what he wants to do, the chashivas of Torah has to be the number one on his list of priorities, Rabbi Yisrael. The person has different priorities in life, but to be the Talmud Chacham has to be the number one priority. No matter what it is in life, Rabbi Yisrael. For the Gemara Zogt in Megillah Tezayin, Omid Beis, Zogt the Gemara, that if a person is learning Torah, Dr. Gemara, Godel Talmud Torah, Yotze Me'atzolos Nefashos. Talmud Torah is greater than the greatest Atzolos Nefashos. Shemor Rechai HaTzadik, before he went into the power, Rabbi Yisrael, to Gemara, if we wouldn't be able to say it, Mordechai saved Gantz Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael. Mordechai HaTzadik saved Gantz Klal Yisrael. But at the end of the day, he went down on the list of greater people. The Gemara says before he was a certain number, his fourth, whatever, and then he went to fifth. But to teach us that Godol Talmud Torah Yoseh Me'atzolos Nefashos. That doesn't mean, Avoisai, if you see a guy dying in the street, so you have it, and you're learning Torah, you say, let him die, I'm learning Torah, Chas v'Shalom, Pikuach Nefesh is Derech all mitzvahs. But the nafkamina is that if a person thinks, that if a person thinks for 1 second that I'm sitting and learning Torah here, and there's another guy on my side, ding, 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 back to that shavuos, gets a call on his Hatzala telephone. Bing, bing, bing. There's a chas v'shalom atu'unat rachim lo aleinu in the chov, who knows where, in Yerushalayim. And he gets on his motorcycle with his jacket, Hatzala jacket, and he squeezes, he scoots on over to the chov, who knows what, Bernstein Street. And there he is on Bernstein Street, and he performs CPR. Psh, psh, psh. 20 minutes of it, it shouldn't happen, it's a gewaltig zach, what he's doing. And he saves old Grandma Shirley. He saves her. She's a 97-year-old woman, was in a car accident. This man saved her, lifted him on the shoulders of my side. Unbelievable. He saved a person's life. And a gewaltig, the Gemara says, the world was created for one neshama. He saved the entire world. But at the same time, there's a Yankel of Bernstein, who's also his grandfather, they named the Rehov on his name. He's sitting in the corner of Beis Medrash, and he's learning Torah, Rabbi Sai. Not talking about politics and stocks, and who's you know, going to win tomorrow's sporting event. But he's sitting and learning about Smada. Who's greater at that moment, Rabbi Sai? It's hard to say this word, Rabbi Sai, because everybody says, oh, we understand the Chas v'Shalom, we're not being Mamayit. Just like we're not Mamayit the Askonim, and just like we're not Mamayit the great people who work for Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Sai, we're not Mamayit them either. And all the people that are working out there, Gevalde, Gebalabatam, Kavei, Yidim, Latoyer, unbelievable, Rabbi Sai. We're not Mamayit in Shum Oifen, we taka hold in high esteem. But the Gemara is Kiveya, who's greater? The Gemara is Kaveya Godol Tamatoya Yoitza Meatolas the Foshois. That means at that moment that that person sitting and learning Torah, he's greater than anybody in the world at that moment of Oisa. Even all the Hatzalah members, all the doctors performing brain surgery at that moment, that mom is screwing together this guy's brain. But the person who's sitting learning Torah is higher and greater and much, much higher of Oisa. Because Torah is the whole Yisrael of the Bria, Rabbi Sai, that the world was created for, as the world exists for it, and all the Shefa, and who knows, maybe just that Tzlocha that this guy had in saving the life of that woman was because of the Torah that was not in the base minute that was nearby, Rabbi Sai. Maybe because the learning, someone told me an unbelievable Zach. They have a Koilel, and now, if you play, but somebody told us, I just heard this mamash this week. In different places they have it today. It's called the Kollel Chatzos Rabbi Sai. We think of instituting an our yeshiva also. It's after 12 o'clock at night till the morning that they have Avreichim learning. I think it would go over well with a pack of veggies. They have guys learning, Avreichim learning through the night, and because they want to have Mishmoros always learning. Most neighborhoods, you know, you have one or two guys maybe learning till 3 in the morning, then they go to sleep. Maybe there's a guy that stays up all night. Very, very rare. So the institute in a certain neighborhood, I always say, hear the story, I just heard this week, the institute in a certain neighborhood, that they're going to have a koilel chatzos. And that means they're going to have people staying a whole koilel, mamash 20, 30 in the line, they pay them like it's going to be a koilel yoin, and they're learn through the night from 12 o'clock at night till 6 in the morning, they get up, you know, they come into the house, the night watchman, and they conk out, and they go to dominate, and they conk out for the day, whatever they do that day. So, this guy, he heard it, Mamash Befer Mole, from the Hatzolah members of that community. It's a few places. Ever since the Koilel Chatzoy started, there's much less calls to the Hatzolah. So much, much less. They did a study, much, much less calls on the other side. So what was upholding that town? Was it the Hatzolah members of the Torah of us? Unbelievable Zachar, but it's not okay, you know. This is a good shmur. Some rabbi made up this statistic. You want to get the guys to learn at night. The Hatzolah members have reported in that town. And they're trying to make more places. Like I said, we're going to institute one here for our yeshiva. I don't know if it'll be a morning Seder, but the Vaisa, the Chatzolah, they're trying to do it in different neighborhoods. to be able to ensure the name of the Shmir of the neighbor, Rabbi Sai. The Shmir of the neighbor is Kol HaTorah, Rabbi Sai. So what's greater? Godol, Atzol, Godol, Tamatur, Yoisem, Atzol, Snefash, Rabbi Sai.
Letarit! Zoti Gimore! Megillah Tezayin, Megillah, Rabbi Sai. It's not some fabricated story from the Jewish press. Tezayin of his days!
Picture the scene, Rabbi Sai. The announcement's here. Mashiach has arrived.
Mashiach has arrived!
It's time to build the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Sai. Even though Tosafot says it comes down from Shemayim. But it's time to do what we have to do to help it come down from Shemayim, to build certain Zachin. Everybody's out there with their axes. Come on! Shmuel, you were waiting for this day. You were practicing all night with that, with your sore. Come on, we got to get out there. Beis HaMikdash!
Get your hammers! And then the hells start running! The Beis HaMikdash! We're waiting for the Beis HaMikdash! Pelah de Gezara, my side! The Beis HaMikdash is here! Call all the Balfam, get them out of bed! Beis HaMikdash! Come with your axes, your hammers, screwdriver, don't forget it! Chainsaw! Come on, let's go! Everybody's running to the old city. The number two bus is packed to the gills. The guy has a hammer in his nose. Come on, let's go!
Shmuel Yaakov is learning in this mansion, my son. You have all the bomb banging away. Beis HaMikdash, what could it be? Shmuel, he's sitting and learning Torah. They say a ma'isa, I don't know if it's a true ma'isa, but it's a break in the action, sorry, can you, commercial. They say a ma'isa that happened to Mir, in the Alta Mir in Poland. So they say this story, I don't know if it's true, but or true or false, but they don't say these stories about you and me. My Shiva, my Rebbe, Shlita, Ma'ach Yom Rishon, this that Reb Simcha told me before that Lady Yudo, the Rashiva Demir, said about him, that he was the biggest master in Demir. But they say a story, this is what they said, there was a story that happened during the Tkufa, that the Chavetz Chaim, during the Tkufa, either the Chavetz Chaim or somebody great had come to the city, and everybody went out to greet him, and the Rashiva was, he knew it, but he didn't know, he was sitting and learning. And either the Chavetz Chaim, the Shreya with the Chavetz Chaim, because he was very, very old then, so it was a Shaila, if it was Shaya, but it was one of the great Gedolim. And the Rashi was sitting and learning, and he learned, and he learned, and he learned. Okay, that's a shot of cover, I'm not getting into it, but the Chavetz Chaim, or whoever it was, the Gadol that said, they're going to see great things from that younger man. The Chashivas of Limud HaTorah, Rabbi Sai. Beis HaMikdash is here, everybody's running out. Ladders, there are ladders. Throw me up a hammer, he's on the ladder, he's banging at the Beis HaMikdash, God, he was retiring himself. 75 tefillahs in the Arizal's mitzvah, all the way down to Tzfas. He's up there on the ladder, banging nails into the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Sai. And Shmuel Yaakov, Rabbi Sai, is learning Torah in his Beis Medrash. He's hearing a Shir Masech Techagiga. Who's bigger, Rabbi Sai? Who's greater? Zog the Gemara, Godol Talmud Torah, Yoisem Ibinyan Beis HaMikdash. She calls man, Shabach ben Neria was alive, like Allah Ezra. Ezra didn't go up to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Sai. They're in Babel. They can go up. Ezra has the go-ahead to go up. His Rebbe was still around. He was learning Torah from his Rebbe. Ezra held up. He didn't go up. Calls man, Shabach ben Ezra didn't go up. Vice Torah of the Gemara, he could have gone up. Rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. The boy says it's loyim ki super pshat, but I don't know. This is Gemara Tezayin and Megillah Tezayin of Beis Godol Beis Godol Talmud Torah Yo Yisemi Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Sai Godol Talmud Torah Yo Yisemi Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's all. The Fasha is the greatest politicians, the government. They got the greatest tax forms returns for us. They got all the parochial schools grants. Free milk for the Meir Yeshiva! Gewaldig! Of a dozen
developing the veil, and we look up to these people, but at the end of the day, to one word of Limla Torah, boy, son. Gamu Yigdal, Gidon, he's had a son who's going to be a big leader of Klal Yisrael, Gidon, Yasin Neisal Yodoy. But when Ephraim is going to become the one who is Meshamish, from his Mida, is going to become a Meshamish, Tamini Chachom, Otsum, Yehoshua, which Rashi says in Ovis, that the schus to manchel Klal Yisrael, and to be the leader, and to be the one to manchel Torah, was the schus of Shemesh Tamid Chachamim, that Yeshua and Meshamesh Moishe, like Moish Mitoi Choroyel, that even when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Hasidah to become of Torah, Yeshua was waiting at the foot of the mountain. He didn't want to miss another second of Torah from his Rebbe. Like Moish Mitoi Choroyel, that Yeshua and Meshamesh was the one who was going to be the one who was the manchel Torah le'amo Yisrael, manchel Eretz Yisrael. Yitzhak Rabbeinu wanted to shtel avek the Yisroel. No matter how important it is, we need all these people, we need everybody of it. The number one thing, the priority of everything is Torah. And that has to be ingrained within our essence of Yisrael, these two Yisroels. Ukfatanik bikvurosom. Eilish mois b'nei Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu wants to teach. We got to get out of Mitzrayim. My body cannot be buried over here. We're not mishtayach. B'nei Yankov, b'nei Yisrael are not shayach to Mitzrayim. Our goal has to be get out of here and be separated, to be told and not shayach to the goy. Because our essence is kufani ukfatanik bikvurosom. Our essence is shachavdi b'voisai. Our essence of Madrega Tzuma of Ovois of Klal Yisrael, which is so totally different from the Goy, which is a different given altogether. And how could it be that we so many of us are so lost in this Yisrael, living and mamish living in Goyish Ashkofis, Goyish Azachin, whether, no matter what it is, all the things that we live involved, whether it's the sports, and I'm not, listen, everybody has to go with their madragas and can't do it slowly, and eventually has to get out. Some people need the outlets, if he's doing it the right way, just has an outlet, just to get out. I'm not talking about playing sports, I'm just about the living, the following of the sports. It is such a shver veg that he has the mamish, he cries over his team. He's in Avelis, his team lost and make the playoffs. And hey, inside the music and the movies and all this stuff about his life, besides the Essen Tuba, the Essen, what it's about, about his life. But more importantly, to understand that we're not in Shtayr, that was Jehoiah Madriga. The Tzelem Elohim, the Gadlos, the greatness! That we're all mishtarev to, we're lowering ourselves in the mud. We're so much greater. Why are we lowering ourselves? Why are we getting down on our knees and going into the dog kennels? Why are we asking for the dog food? It's because we don't realize that we're an Ander Madrega altogether. As the Kuzari says, it's the fifth Darga. But even when a person does understand that, even when he's left Mitzrayim, he has to understand the number one priority of every Yid. And the one thing a person has to look up to as the number one thing in the entire universe in his life. And then Afgamina, how he approaches this thing is in his priorities, in his daily priorities, even if he has to leave the walls of the yeshiva, what's the number one thing in his life? I feel if he's involved in Askonis and else, and he has to do it, but what's the number one thing? The godless from Torah, Rabbi Sai. Who Yigdal? Och Vakto Yigdal Mimenu. This has to be ingrained within our essence, Rabbi Sai. God will come to Torah, Yoitze Me'asol Nefashos. Everybody asks, what are you going to do? Where are you going with your lives? What are you doing for society? So if the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rabbi Yisrael, Apikoyres. If a person asks, what are the Bnei Torah doing for society? Rabbi Yisrael, Apikoyres. Because he doesn't know everything comes from the Bnei Torah, Rabbi Yisrael.
And if Chas V'Sholom think that a person is going to sit and learn Torah, if a person dedicate his life or at least these years to Torah, he's less in any way Chas V'Sholom from any other Yid. And he doesn't feel he's taka much more important. And that's why he has to dress differently also, Avoyzai. The Ben Torah also has to dress differently. The Ben Torah should go with a hat and jacket in the street. Not because his Rosh Hashiva holds that way. And not because that shows the gavos. I'm shy to a higher sect. I'm shy to a guy with a different mahalik. I walk around with a hat and jacket. Not because it's just that I have to go to daven with it, because it says in the Mishnah Brura in Siman Shin Beis says Lamed. Not only after the Mishnah Brura he called the class of the Kachal Yisrael Tzadik Beis, but that as Etzim Chashivas Ha'odom Azoyvi, those police officers, the Havdil, go with their stupid police, called stupid, they go with their police uniform. And the fireman wears his police uniform proudly. Why can he show his mishtayach to that crowd? And every person of Hashimis wears begodim, because the begodim is the Gemara says in Shabbos on Mechavid the Adam. That shows that you're a chumidik a mensch. You see a guy walking around in sackcloth, ripped clothes. You don't look at him as a chashuv. It could be his chashuv, but you don't look at him as a chashuv, man. He walks in all with marriage, with cragged clothes, smelly clothes. He smells like who knows what. He walks in the base medrash. Oh man, you know, that guy is a nebuch. You know, nebuch. Well, what? How is he a nebuch? Maybe he's the president of the United States. So what? He's black. Who said he's a nebuch? You see his clothing. You see how he looks. Of course, what do you mean? What do you mean, Rebbe? He's a Nebuch. Look at his coat. He doesn't have a George Valentino coat. His coat is torn. That's not a chashuv person. Everybody will be masking to that. So when a guy comes into the davening wearing who knows what, Rabbi Sai, something out of who knows where, out of Mars, and he walks into davening with it, here I am. What are you looking like? You're a Ben Torah? You know what you represent? You know what you represent? You represent the greatest possible person in the world! You're the most chashuv a person in the world! You don't walk around with a chashuv a suit! Why should you walk around? Oh, my grandma, my father, the business, he has 17 suits. He wears a suit every 2 hours he changes his suit. With his checkerboard shirt. He has to look chashuv. He works in Manhattan. In a tall building. The 347th floor. He has an office in Manhattan skyscraper. And I'm just a yeshiva bacha with a borsalino hat. What's the comparison? You're the most chashuv being that shach in the world. The most chashuv. Me'atzolos nefashis. Me'atzolos nebin beis hamikdash. Me'alf. The person who learns Torah is the most chashuv. So why should he come in looking pristine? Why should a bacha walk into beis medrash with a tie? Yeah, a tie. Oh, Rebbe, I don't even wear a tie on Shabbos anymore. Felix the cat. Who's the fashion designer in France says we don't wear even on holidays ties anymore. We wear bow ties. Why should a person walk in wearing the yeshiva someone taught in America? They wear a tie. I'm not saying it, but they say tomorrow you wear a tie. But that's when you should wear a tie. The businessman wears it. He comes all dressed down with those two buttons over here, closing it in tight. With a piece across the thing, with his new golden tie clip. Where's your golden tie clip, Abbasai? Where is it? Everybody's got a golden tie clip! And he should come in now with his hair looking from black African! Some Afro from who knows where! From Uganda! Looking in like a hush of a mensch. Why shouldn't it be? Why should we have to come in and see maybe this guy belongs on the other side of the machista? He comes in, the Gemara says the Melech is mistapir b'kol yoyim, state the Gemara. Why Melech v'yofet tells an aynera, Melech is mistapir b'kol yoyim. Yes, look beautiful for the king. The king represents Hashemus.
Man Melech is a Gemara kin tzamuch. Man Melech is a Rabbanan. Why should we look Malmik?
If you don't think high of ourselves, I'm only learning some Torah. I don't make six figures.
I have an infinity 27674CB. Outside my door with pop-up headlights. I don't have anything where I could manage park by the car that parks by itself. I had an old jalopy. You gotta get it a kickstart. 3 wheels. Crowbar for the fourth wheel. Coming down the block. I don't have a chashuva car. Because the world doesn't think of a shivas.
But why should it be that way? Why should it inspire that a person, a bachur, should walk in looking like the top? That's the problem, Rabbi. Who wants to dedicate their life to Torah? Bachum Torah, dedicating my life to Torah.
I'll learn a year. See how it goes. 6 months, maybe, in Kollel.
Then it's off to the real world. Rebbe.
6 months, I'll give it. I heard those schmoozing. I'll give it 6 months, but then I gotta make a living. Gotta become, get fame and fortune. Enough of this sitting around on a bench.
That's why we don't believe. That's where the goal is. People have these fakers, which I do, and this, and that. If you understand that there's the most hushable thing in the belt. And everybody has to know when they're ready to go out. But in order to see, this is the most hushman thing I could be doing for the whole entire world, for my family, for that tzloch of my family, for that tzloch of everybody. So it would be pashut
that as long as I can, and everybody has a different story, somebody has to leave. Everybody has a das Torah. But the etzem,
the goal should be to learn Torah and to be godel with Torah, to be Isaac with Torah, and to steig in Torah.
To become the most of God over Torah. To become the best and the highest and the greatest person I can become in Torah. For that's Cheshivus. That's Godless.
And everybody thinks, Chas v'sholom, not just you, man. Oh, he has a little bit of a mistake in Ashkova.
Apikoinus! Mahana may have born in Apikoinus!
Not just a little toys in Hashkofa. Api Koyra, somebody said. Don't call me that, Rabbi. That's a little bit too strict, you know. Too tough on us. Don't call. I'm not calling you anything. Look at the Gemara, it's on the edge. I'm not saying anything. Shtek the Gemara, Api Koyra. My Hanulir, Bon Api Koyra. Because you miss it. What's Api Koyra? Your mamish don't understand. What's going on in the world, I say. If a toy is in the Yisoid, how Yisoid is the foundation of the Ganzi Yibriya. Because we spoke out as that the world was created for Torah. And Torah is the top. There's nothing greater. That's the Yisoid you have to learn, I say. Yeshiva Bach has to walk around proud in the street. When he walks, comes back to America, wherever he is, and sitting at a table, and he's married already. And he's sitting around a table with all these big Fortune Forbes 500 and 600 and 700 guys at the table. What do you do for a living? I'm a lawyer. I work for the biggest law firm in downtown Manhattan. Oh, Mr. Simon, what do? I'm a brain surgeon. The biggest brain surgeon in Cornell University. I do my operation by me goes for $180,000 an hour. Oh, Mr. Bernstein, back from the first part of the schmooze. What do you do for a living? I just got my CPA hired out by the top firm for accountancy in Westchester. And I have a house in Riverdale. You should see my house. And there he is. The Kollel man. Samuel, and you call you Shmuel. You could sit at our table in the second in back of Mr. Bernstein. We'll pass you your food. What do you do for a living? I didn't get my check this month. Someone pass me some grapefruit juice. Where do you live? What do you do? Where do you live? Those rented apartments downtown Harlem. Harlem, not the Lum. Maybe you want to sit a little bit at the other table under his breath. And the whole place is oymed on Mr. Burns, on Rabbi Bernstein on his side. The whole chasana hall is oymed on the Torah for Rabbi Bernstein. Your house and your success with your brain surgery and the panosa you have from your law, kula comes derech shefa ha-Torah. Zog di gemoyim bova basre! We spoke about it earlier. Yoinim lamala, a different malach. Yoinim lamala, that's the tachtoinim lamala. In a berish from the eyes. Those who are considered tachtoinim in this world, in that world of Oizai, the El Yoinim. And that world, what's going on in lamala? They're looking at that table and all they, Chas V'Shalom, these people are doing mitzvahs, but they see Rabbi Bernstein sitting on the top of the table, the head of the table. Not with such a fancy suit, but the most choshev for my son. Because his Torah is Godol from Al Zachin that's in this world for my son. And that's what we have to realize for my son. No matter what we do and where we go, and the years that we learn in yeshiva have to be, these are the years that we have to think about them as being the greatest, greatest, greatest years of our lives. Because if we have to leave for whatever reason, and if our tafkid is to be whatever it is, everybody has a tafkid, I will know that our priority in those years is going to be to learn as much Torah as possible with our job. We have to support whatever we have to do. But we'll look back and we'll realize that these are the years that we'll be able to be oisik b'Torah, yo'imam v'layilo, lo yishboisu, if we used it out. We were able to steig and to grow and to become Talmid HaChomim and to oisik b'toyra, to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Heilig HaToyra and to be the top! These were the years! Or these can be the years that I can exist on the level of the greatest person on earth! The greatest human being! I can be, I have the opportunity every day to be the greatest human being on earth. And a person thinks about it. He will act differently. He won't lower himself to the street, to the rechoyv, to be like the animals. He'll walk around with a feeling of confidence. Sorry, Rebbe. I got low self-esteem. I just bought it in the restaurant. LSE I have. I've been labeled by all the doctors. LSE. I have low self-esteem. What do you have low self-esteem? You're learning Torah. What do you have low self-esteem? You're a yid. That itself, you're already higher than half the world. You're learning Torah. You're in the top percentile. How many people are sitting and learning Torah today? Oh wow, Baruch Hashem, there's Reboy Koyolim and Yeshivas out there. Baruch Hashem, Tiferes Chaim has over 40 guys. Wow. Percentages of people learning Torah in the world today, of us, you want to go into the percentage? 0.00000000001. Just keep, maybe have to add a few more zeros. People are learning Torah full time, past modern, yeshiva, point, mamish, zero. How much is the percentile of us? Talking about with all the mongoloids in China, and all the billions of people over there, and Africans, and all the billions of people. Get it down to the yidden itself, how many yidden there are in the world. Yidden who are real yidden, I'm saying, not intermarried.
And then he gets down to the from Yidden, and then they down to the bam, bam, boom, 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 all the way down to people who are sitting learning full time. How much is in the world today, Rabbi? And that time when you're learning Torah full time in the Ben Torah, about every time when you're learning, when you're not full time learning, you're learning Torah. But being the full time learner, a full time learner, what's the percentage? You're almost extinct with the baboon! We're gonna have to lock you up with the flamingo, the African flamingo in China. They're getting extinct. How many people are out there? But they're learning Torah full time. Oh, what do you mean? I have a good friend, Amir. How many people are Boizai? And you are the ones who the Hashkofer Boizai. This is not the Hashkofer from, you know, Professor Harry Johnstone from the University of Wisconsin. That's not his Hashkofer. I'm sorry, I'm being chodik on Harry. Old Harry. What is his cigar? I'm sorry, I'm being chodik on him. This is the Hashkofer of the Banish Delilah! And the top of the Bria! Number one! Number one! Better than all the sports team. Number one! Champion! Trophy! Is the Ben Torah. Is the Talmud Chacham. How could you walk around with low self-esteem? How could you walk around feeling low about it? How could you walk around going into places that show that your mom is number 17,000? How did you walk into places that are so belittling of you? You're number one! What are you doing down there? What are you doing playing with the little kids? You see a big guy, a very choshev guy, a lawyer. You see him one day, he came to school's recess. He was playing kickball. He batted cleanup in the kickball team. A 45-year-old lawyer playing kickball. He hit a home run. And then you see the little kids, eight of them, lifting him on a chair. Mr. Harry Weider, come on, Harry! Hall of Fame! What's going on? Yeah, Harry Weider, the lawyer, is playing kickball with six-year-old kids. Crazy! Look at his lost his marbles! Call Bellevue, get the straitjacket out. What's Harry Weider doing there? Playing jacks and baubles, shimmy skipping rope. What's he doing there? And there's the Choshev Ben Torah, who just learned the Ksois HaChoshen. He just was Isaac in a deeper Toysvis. He was Isaac in the most Choshev Azach. He just hit the $1 million lotto. He just was uplifted into a different world. He was a person that now, because of his Torah, 10 people were saved from a car crash around the corner. His Torah held up the world. And he walks out after that experience, after that matzah, being number one in the world, he goes to his dorm rooms. And there they come, those headphones. Listening to who knows what? Where are you going? What happened? Harry! Are you crazy? Are you meshuggah? Put on the DVD! You're in the world! You're holding the world up! I want to watch a movie about Godzilla holding up the world! We have a lot in common! We both hold up the world! He holds up whatever the Empire State, but I also hold it up! Grab it! Rebbe said in the Shmooz, we have so much in common, me and Godzilla! Are you crazy? Have you lost your marbles? You're the prince of the whole Rhea! You're the Melech! What are you doing playing marbles? That's what we have to realize. That's what we have to dress differently. Rabbi, why do I have to wear a hat? You're wearing a hat because you're number one. Oh, that's nice. You're wearing a jacket because you're a choshev. You're more choshev than that lawyer. He wears a jacket. He wears a nice suit. You're much more choshev than him. buy yourself a new suit. This has to be known, like to all of us. It has to become part of our essence, our shkofa, the only us. We have to cherish these years. Cherish them, to use them out to the fullest. Or in yeshiva especially, learning Torah by his mother, to realize that we're under, we're different. We don't have to get ourselves involved in all the shtusim of the bria. We're a different bria altogether. And to live a life of a different level of Isai. To understand that we're mama special. And to feel good about ourselves. To feel that we're choshev. To feel that we're the best. And through that, Be'ez Hashem, to be zoicha, to keep steiging, to cherish the time that we have. Not to waste it. To look forward to our experience in the Beis Medrash, to the time that we have. And be zoicha Be'ez Hashem, through the schus of the Riba HaTorah, through the schus of learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, that we should bring bracha v'atzlocha to the ganze bria, to our families, to all of Klal Yisrael. To be zoicha to the koyach HaTorah, the koyach HaRuchni, to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash.